Financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. UPND warns members against unauthorized comments on Edgar Lungu's death. Zambia's petroleum debt reduces to $521 million. And in global news, bomb attack plans found at Austria gunman's home. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The ruling UPND has cautioned its members against making unauthorized public comments following the death of former Republican President Edgar Lungu. Party Secretary General Batuke Menda, in a statement, has expressed concern over the proliferation of unsanctioned remarks made by individual party members. Mr. Menda says it has come to his attention that party members have been issuing statements and comments on the demise of Mr. Lungu without clearance or authority from the UPND Secretariat. He has emphasized the importance of discipline, protocol, and solemnity during this period, and has implored members to conduct themselves in a systematic and organized, solemn manner. Mr. Emenda has since directed that all official communication regarding the party's position or participation during the mourning period will be issued solely by the Office of the Secretary General, party spokesperson, and the party media team, while official government statements will be communicated by the Secretary to the Cabinet or the Chief Government Spokesperson. He has further urged all members of affiliates, he has further urged all members or affiliates who wish to make public comments on this matter to first seek express authorization from the Office of the Media Director, Mark Simowe. Christians from church mother bodies, in collaboration with the Opposition Patriotic Front, today held a memorial service at Bethel Church International in Indola to honor the life of late former President Edgar Lungu, who passed away in South Africa last week. Among the attendees were Indola Mayor John Scagliati, who also serves as the PF Indola District Chairperson, former Sports Minister and Indola Central Member of Parliament Emmanuel Malenga, and former Indola Mayor Amon Chisenga. During the service, the clergy led heartfelt prayers for the bereaved family, seeking divine strength for them and praying for national unity during this difficult time. In his homily, Apostle Moses Simbaya encouraged leaders and politicians to use their positions to foster unity and love, rather than exploit their power to oppress the vulnerable. And in his remarks, Copperbelt PF Deputy Chairperson Emmanuel Malenga urged the church to serve as a bridge between politicians by preaching the word of God. Mr. Malenga has called for an end to hate speech and character assassination in politics, advocating for a more peaceful and respectful political discourse.
We should not allow political differences to erase our humanity, culture, London, and our Christianity, which is our true identity of who we are in Jesus Christ. But we are a people of compassion, a people who do not watch others suffer just because of political differences. That is not who we are. That is not who God has called us to be.
Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the church mother bodies in Indola District, Reverend Chilekwa Mulenga affirmed the church's commitment to supporting all stakeholders in promoting peace during this challenging time.
In Shantio, the construction of the National House of Prayer, during the structure of corporate worship and leaders' activities, bearing in mind the growing population of our country, the cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lusaka is the property of the Anglican Church. And so at the back of his mind, inspired by the Spirit of God, he wanted to put up a temple for the nation where anyone of us can actually, you know, get in, and also for corporate worship to be done. And so for these four pillars, we remain grateful as a church in Indola.
Government says Zambia's outstanding petroleum debt has been significantly reduced to over $521 million from over $735 million in December 2024. Responding to a question from Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotweka Fwaya, who wanted to know how much debt government has accumulated in the procurement of fuel as of July 2021 and how much debt had accumulated as of 2024, Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete explained that the debt initially stood at over $477 million as of July 31st, 2021, consisting of a principal debt of over $280 million and late payment interest of over $197 million. Mr. Chikwete, however, explained that this debt rose following a shift in government policy on the 1st of October 2022, which saw the country disengage from the procurement of petroleum products. He says despite this policy change, several orders had already been placed under existing contracts, resulting in additional deliveries that contributed to further debt accumulation. Mr. Chikwete says by June 30th, 2024, the total petroleum debt had reached over $877 million, with the principal debt increasing to over $445 million and late payment interest swelling to over $431 million. He has disclosed that government successfully negotiated discounts on the late payment interest with key suppliers, and that by the end of 2024, these negotiations had contributed to a reduction in the overall debt to over $735 million, while further efforts in 2025 led to a further reduction in the outstanding debt to over $521 million. Luapula province has seen a notable improvement in the availability of essential medicines and medical supplies across its healthcare facilities, including primary healthcare centers and first and second level hospitals. Luapula province pharmacist in charge, Martina Ngoma Musonda, says healthcare facilities in the province are now maintaining an average availability rate of over 80%, up from approximately 70% in 2024. Mrs. Musonda explains that all health centers in the province are achieving over 97% availability for tracer drugs, while level 1 and level 2 hospitals have reported over 85% availability of essential medicines. She has attributed this positive development to the reliable and consistent delivery of essential health commodities by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, facilitated through the regional hub in Mansa.
On average, our availability is ranging around 97% of the tracer commodities that are supposed to be available at all times in our facilities. And this availability can be attributed to the consistent supply of the health center kits that we've been receiving from ZAMSA over the past months in 2024, as well as what we've been receiving as well as in 2025.